This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think every time the Cavaliers get a player to return for a second time when they're from Summit County, I think great things happen for this franchise and this organization. And whether you realize it or not, it has happened again, hasn't it, Jeff Phelps?
Let's see. How many times has that happened?
Trying to think. Who else is from Summit County?
Phil Hubbard was from Stark County, but yeah. I think he only came to the team once.
Anybody else?
There's that the number 23 fellow.
Oh, we didn't have Michael Jordan. He didn't play for us. Isn't that the 23 fellow you're talking about?
Move right along, sir.
Larry Nance Jr., has Boomerang back. This is Nance 2.0. Is that what we're
Nate
calling
Thurman came back. Yeah, Stark County guy.
Stark County. Though.
Excuse me, Summit County. Nate was from Summit County. He's from Akron. Went to Central High.
All right, well, good
but
things
But he only
happen.
Came back to the team once. You know, he hadn't left.
So that's not a Boomerang.
He was just here once. No, it's not.
No, so where are you going with that? I mean, you're just...
Well, you're asking me, I'm trying to talk through this and find him, and I'm not able to do that right
I'm
now.
I'm trying to find someone from Summit County that came back here. The one time it happened... We won a championship.
It worked out well.
All right. I can't do this anymore. Larry Nance spoke yesterday. He's happy to be home.
Junior. It's just home. You know, it sounds so corny, but just from walking back in the building, it's just so many smiling faces that I got to see and be around and really know as people. I get to invest and put some more time back in our relationship.
Aw, that's nice.
I had to send him over to Bookman. It sounds like he's ready to get engaged.
Already is.
Yeah, well, see, already worked. Hopefully he went to Bookman.
It's a lot of rings. Well...
The thing about this,
yeah.
Mom and Dad decided, and you know, Larry Sr. and his wife, wonderful people, they decided to raise their family in Akron. You know, neither one is from Northeast Ohio. When Larry played here, they fell in love with the area and decided it was a great place to raise their family. And so all three of the Nance kids raised in Northeast Ohio and consider it home and still live here. Which I think is great. So I'm glad that Larry was happy to come home.
Larry's married, by the way. Go get her.
Yeah,
a nice
I know. That's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you said he was already engaged at one once. Point. Yeah. I see. I see what you're saying. Well, if you need a nice engagement gift, then you can go to, or not engagement gift, anniversary gift. Next.
So I thought this was a little bit on the interesting side. They asked him why he came back to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Born and raised here. When playing for the Hawks, playing for the Pelicans, yeah, I want them to win every game, but I was a Cavs fan. Watching the playoffs the past few years, and you know, it's hard not to just sit on the couch and kind of look, I can help. Like, I could really do that. And this is a team that's really got a chance to win it all, and I feel like that's the goal. That's why I came back, and that's what we're going to do this year.
I like that. If you remember, when Larry was here during his first go-round, team had some issues and they weren't very good, and it looked like the team was going to be rebuilding. You know, Larry's last year here was the 2020-21 season, and JB was the head coach, and they were 22-50, and it looked like they were going to be rebuilding, and he wanted to move on and try and have a chance to win. Well, and unfortunately for Larry, it ended up being here where they turned things around and got things going. And now they have the best chance they've had, I think, of winning without LeBron. And he wants to be a part of it. Good.
I'm down with it. I think there's some things he can add to this team. Obviously, I thought they had bench problems during the playoffs. I think a lot of us saw that. So anytime you can help out there as well, I do think he can make an impact with the team, don't you?
Yeah. See, health is going to be something. You know, Larry's going to have to stay healthy and be on the floor. Since he's left the Cavaliers, he's not played in a ton of games, and that, you know, that can be something. He only played in 24 games last year for the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, year before, 61, 65. And then the year after he left here, he played in just 46 games. So you hope he can stay healthy and be out there. Larry does a lot of things that guys in the NBA don't always want to do. He plays really rugged defense. He's a great rebounder for a 6'7 guy. Really good rebounder for a 6'7 guy. He moves the ball pretty well. And he's added a three-point shot to his game that I think can really help. He's, you know, he's become a guy who makes over 40% of his threes, and that could be a huge, huge thing for this team because he wasn't very good early on in his career.
So you guys are around athletes more than I am. How often does it happen where you get somebody on a team that's paying attention to another team, like Larry Nance just admitted there?
I think almost
everybody.
I think everybody, especially their hometown team.
Yeah.
Does it?
If they grew up watching a team, they were still locked in. I'm never, ever surprised when you walk up to somebody and they know exactly what's going on in their hometown with, you know, and it's multiple teams, too. It's not just...
But more the basketball side of it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's say you're a basketball player and you're talking to a basketball player. How often do they know, especially a previous team they played for?
I think a lot in the NBA.
Okay.
And the reason why, it's such a small league. I mean, there are only 15 guys on regular contracts per team. That's 450 players. That's it. Add a couple of two-way guys. Those guys are just hoping to stick. So there just aren't that many guys in the NBA. And because of that, it's a really small community. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody's played with somebody else, whether it be in the NBA or in college or in AAU ball. I mean, they're really connected. And so I think there's an awful lot of watching what else is going on in the league by a lot of guys in the NBA. I'd say most are paying attention to something.
Yeah, for sure. I just
And that's okay.
And like they know what happened. They know what's going on at their college too. They know what's going on at their high school. They know all that stuff that's going on because they're locked in. They're engaged. That's why. Especially, and they have vested interest in
it. And again, they really know each other because there just aren't that many guys. And that AAU circuit, you know, the guys at the high levels, they all see each other. It's a very well-connected league.
It is weird how generationally you can be, like even looking at local, like social media and athletics itself and not, like, I think a long time ago, it was a lot of people you'd play with your community team, you play with your, and ever since like AAU or any of the other branches of any other league of any other sport, these kids know so many more people than they used to, like when we were kids growing up. Like, it's not even close. Like, I always thought it was interesting that people would be weird that I knew, like, growing up in like the 80s, like, so if you play, just as an example from here, you play hockey in Cleveland Heights, you knew kids from North Olmsted. We knew kids from Rocky River. We knew kids from all those other hockey communities. And people would be like, how do you know that guy? You're like, oh, well, hockey camp, or I knew him from here, I knew him from there. That was like not normal. I see the kids today, these high school kids know everybody. They all know everybody. And, you know, I just think the NBA is just a reflection of the generation. And all these leagues are a reflection of the generation. It's just, it is mind-blowing to me how we went from a society that, you know, you just kind of knew the kids in your neighborhood to knowing every kid in your city, if not outside of the state now, too. It's just, I do think part of it, though, is a byproduct of overparenting. I'm going to be super honest with you because you think I'm crazy? You're looking at me, how'd I get here?
We were talking about Larry Nance. Now we're talking about raising kids.
Well, it's not about raising kids. It's about the whole culture that we're talking about, you know, being able to fit into a locker room and understanding what guys are doing and how guys still care about where they played before and who they're watching and the other teams. And, you know, we were at a point where they would just say, be home by dark, right? This is all a byproduct of all of that. That be home by dark attitude for parents ended up being, well, I got to run my kids to every game all around town every night because I don't know if I want my kids out there just hanging out with other kids. We need adult supervision. We need to make sure our kids look like they, you know, they play for the Indians or they play for the Guardians or they play for the Cavs or they play for, you know, those days of just letting kids out and just going and play.
Well, thank God the Nances did a nice job.
Yeah, they did a good job of that. I'm not questioning that, but it just goes back to what you're saying in the beginning. Sorry if you thought I went out on a tangent, but I think there's actually something there. I think there's truth to what we just talked about.
Two statements are allowed to be true at the same time.
That's correct. Thank you.
What else you got,
Dan? It's just true. It's just true. I guarantee if I said 216-474-0092,
a million people
would agree with me. They're like, Baskin's dead on. He's right.
Parent corner is someone else's thing.
Thanks, Dr.
Phil. Parent corner later.
Stop. It's not about
Larry Nance.
It's not about parent corner.
He's here to help.
Larry,
I wouldn't even say I'm trying to come in here as like, you know, teach you young fellas. You know, that's not, you know, these guys have done more winning than I've gotten to do. My job is to get in line with them. Those four is who I'm here to support.
Bingo.
There you go.
He's on the money there.
He's a card-carrying member of the core four on the outside.
Honestly, I think his game will fit with what they want to do. I think it will fit well, and I think if he's healthy, then I think it's a beneficial thing for the Cavs. The only thing, now we're saying if Larry Nance is healthy. We're saying if Lonzo Ball is healthy. You mentioned Kevin Love the other day. I saw a story, and you know, when Kevin got traded to Utah, word is he's going to get bought out. And you know, we kicked it around, and I thought, yeah. Except Kevin hasn't played a whole lot. You know, so if Kevin were to come back here, would he be a nice fit? Yeah, I think he'd be great, except for one thing. Is Kevin Love healthy? You can't build a bench filled with, yeah, if he's healthy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.